Hey, how you doing? And good morning and welcome to my podcast. This is Pete Nero, Rants from Hell, another brain crack. And thanks for being here. It's been a little while, you know. I had took a couple of weeks off, had a little bit of a busy stretch with other shit, but you know, here we are. And what is it now? Almost the dead center of October 2020, and I don't know what's going on, what's going up, what's going down, what's going sideways, if we're gonna go back in quarantine or back to a shutdown. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I hope everything works out for the best for everybody. And yeah, you know what, I actually finally did make it out to a live stand-up performance. It was a festival that was arranged and put together by the wonderful Joanne Baker. Joanne Baker is a wonderful woman. And thank you, Joanne, for inviting me out to the open mic in the park. And man, it's been too long. It's been too long for me, man. I was, you know. But you know what? It was good. It was good to go out there, get some more, a little bit more practice, go back in front of an actual crowd, do my stuff. You know, I did an old set, but still, it was nice to actually go out there. I want to go out there and do it more because, you know what I mean? The more you do it, the more you enjoy it, the more awesome you get at it, and that's what we're doing. So, but anyway, in the meantime, I'm going back to, well, not back, I never left, but here I am doing my stuff remotely, you know, my podcast, which getting more listeners and fans, and oh fuck, I appreciate that so much, man. If you're a fan and you're listening and you're here and you check my stuff out, know that deep in your heart, I love you so much, and I appreciate all my fans and even my critics. Anybody who wants to come by and check this shit out, you're always welcome to contact me as well on Twitter at Real Pete Nero. But anyway, here we are. Here we are, and a couple things that I was thinking about. A couple things due to sitting here. Oh, and by the way, I have another quarantine cuisine, even though we're not really in quarantine at the moment, but I think I'll do another quarantine cuisine, one of my videos on YouTube, because it's gonna be fucking funny. But and you know what? Sometimes I've been to clubs, you know, like when you can actually go there in person physically, but I've been to a couple of clubs, whether it was me, you know, part of an open mic or on stage, or whether I was just there to watch other comedians and listen to them. And I've noticed that sometimes the comedians are okay. The comedians are, you know, they're okay, they're good, they're great, they're amazing. But sometimes, I don't know why, the crowd is quiet. Now, it's not because they're not liking it, or they're not enjoying it, or they're bored, or they're confused. Just sometimes crowds, even though they love a performance, they like a performance, they love the club and this and that, but they're not as vocal as they can usually be. The crowds are quiet. And I noticed this several times. I mean, I've noticed, you know, you get from crowds that are absolutely fucking crazy and they're really enjoying the show and they're loud. And then sometimes, you know, you go to a show that is good and the comedian is not bombing. The show is great. The material's good. You know, even sometimes when I've been to some shows and there was a really good headliner who was, you know, doing an amazing job, but the crowds are like quiet. I don't know. It's like one of those things. I don't know. I mean, when I go out there as an audience member watching a show, I mean, I don't go fucking crazy and, you know, piss my pants laughing and crying all over the place from screaming my head off laughing. I don't do that personally. But I do, you know, if the show is enjoyable, I enjoy the show and I, you know, I laugh, I clap, I, you know, let the comedian know that, you know, join the show, it's great material and you're making us laugh and bravo. Or brava, or whatever it is. But sometimes it's like they're really fucking quiet, and you don't know what's going on. If the audience is liking it, or they're not liking it. I'm not talking about huge audiences. I'm talking about, like, you know, small club audiences. You know, sometimes it's pretty small, whether it's 10, 15, 20, 30 people. and went to this place once, awesome club. Did an open mic, you know, I was part of it, and the set was amazing, but, you know, everyone said actually where it was really good was amazing comedians, and then they had a headliner who was one of my favorite comedians that I know from Ontario, but the crowd weren't, they weren't very vocal, but they loved the show. And to be honest, what happened later was one of the most amazing things that's ever happened to me as a comedian. You know, the show was over, everyone left, and you know, grabbing my stuff, and I'm walking out the door, you know, just along with the rest of the audience and the crowd. And then I hear some people behind me, they're kind of talking. It's like, you know, yeah, the show was good. And then, oh, that guy there was different and was pretty good. They were talking to me. They were behind me and they were pointing to me. And, you know, so I'm thinking, you know, I didn't want to get involved in the conversation. But this gentleman, amazing gentleman, you know, actually walks up, taps me on the back and says, hey, you know, I loved your set, loved your act. It was different. We thought it was fucking funny. And if you guys are listening to this and you know who you are, you know who I am, I want to thank you. I did thank them on the spot. But man, I almost wanted to grab out my phone and take a pic. And it was one of the most amazing things. It was such a compliment. You know what I mean? Not that I'm fucking amazing or whatever, but I mean, it was really nice of these guys who never heard of me before, don't know who I am. They're just strangers. They're audience members, you know. But when someone who doesn't owe you anything and watched you perform and walks up to you and tells you how you're different and you were really good and you were, you know, one of their favorite of all the lineup, I mean, that's what they said, and it was amazing. I think it was amazing. But they were really quiet. Everybody was quiet. I was thinking, like, you know, thanks so much, you guys. I fucking love it. But I mean, you guys should have made more noise just to, you know, I don't know. You know what? A crowd has the right to do whatever it wants. If it likes the show, if it doesn't like the show, if they want to be loud, they don't want to be loud, it's the crowd's night. The crowd is the boss, they run the show. But anyway, I wanted to tell you that. But yeah, I guess crowds have their own kind of personality, depending on the night, depending on the show. And even though that, you know, they love the show, sometimes they're quiet. And for you comedians out there, it doesn't necessarily mean, or for any performer, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're bad or they don't like it. It's just, this is how they're responding to it. It happens. But on to another little topic. Another topic, speaking of cancel culture and everything, you know, everything that's going on now, you can't say anything, you can't do anything, you can't do this, you can't do that. You have to be careful what you say. Everyone's always going to get offended sometime. Now, let's set aside, you know, being ignorant or racist or inappropriate or hurtful or hateful. That I understand. That's disgusting and that has no place. And people have a right to criticize you and cancel you for that. But I'm talking about if you're just I've touched on this before. But if you're just a comedian and you're doing your bit and, you know, maybe you throw a little bit of a shock comedy in there. I mean, what's the big deal? Oh, well, I'm offended. You know what? I get offended all the time. I've been offended for years of shit that people tell me, shit that people have said to me and criticized me and talked about me. You know what? You fucking move on. I mean, come on. Let's. You can't cancel everything that you don't like. And then some of these people who are running around doing the canceling are the hypocrites themselves who turn around and do the exact same shit, which, oh my God, I can't fucking stand hypocrisy. But now why I bring this up is because, fuck, I remember back when I was in grade school in the early 80s. I know, I'm dating myself here. You know, back in like grade 5 or grade 6 or grade 7, I'm talking about the teachers. And oh my God, man. You know, even back then, we had teachers. We had some great teachers. We had some teachers who were really amazing and gave a shit about the kids and went out of their way to help the kids out. But then some of them were, I don't know if they were like, you know, really miserable in their home life or just fucking hated themselves, hated their job, and just miserable fucks. But the way that I remember some of my teachers talking to me and my fellow classmates, I still remember it to this day. I mean, I still remember to this day as to how, like, can you imagine? I mean, that was back then. If they were to, and that was bad enough. I mean, I think that was traumatic to some of the kids back then. But can you imagine saying some of the shit that I heard teachers saying now? They would get fucking fired. Well, you'll be lucky if you just get fired. Fired and brought up on charges, man, for mental and emotional, psychological abuse, which is what it was. And I had one teacher, obviously not going to mention the name or anything about them, but I mean, they were fucking horrible. Remember, they would line up the students in a row in front of the desk there. They used to have big wooden desks back in the day. And just go down the line, chopping up every, like, six or seven of us in a line. You know, I guess we were the ones that fucked around a lot. We talked a lot or didn't do our homework. Yeah, but she goes down the line pointing to each and every one of us. Oh, and you're going to go nowhere in life. And you're just a complete idiot. And you're a complete Nimrod. And you have, this one kid, and you don't have any brains to even let out of your head. And I'm thinking, even back then, whatever it was, 82, 83, 84, I'm thinking like, Jesus Christ, that's how you're talking to a fucking student? I don't know if that student was affected for life because of that, but I mean, even when I was in school back then in those days, even then I thought, Jesus, man, that's pretty harsh. But we had teachers that, like, you know, would criticize everything, make fun of you. Oh, look at how Johnny's dressed today. And, oh, look at Johnny's hair. You might get a kid who, you know, didn't have new clothes or didn't take a bath before he went to school and his hair was all fucked up or he had, like, dirt on his face. This happened. This shit happens to grade school kids, man. But these teachers are fucking chopping us up. It's like, you know, making fun of us and shaming us and belittling us. I'm thinking like, Jesus, man, can you fucking imagine this happening today? Just imagine a teacher talking to their students like that today. Wow. You know, I was looking through my parents' old house and old stuff that we had in the closets. And, you know, I found a whole bunch of old school report cards and notes from my grade school. And that's another topic I want to talk about later. I have a nice little story about that. I found some hilarious things. But some of the stuff that I was reading is, it's horrific, man. That they were actually writing down about me. And they would write down about my friends and the other kids in the class. And it's like, yeah, you know, you have to give kids a discipline. And it's a hard job being a teacher. I appreciate that. I understand that. But I'm hoping that they don't talk that way anymore. Hell, I have little kids in grade school, and I don't think the teachers talk that way at all, actually. I mean, my kids' teachers are all pretty helpful and encouraging, and definitely, well, you can't do it anymore. Fuck, imagine if you act like that and you talk like that and you treat kids like that, like we used to be treated back in the 80s, you'd be lucky if all you get is fucking fired. So there's your cancel culture for that. I mean, it's unbelievable what teachers used to do and say to us. But yeah, I think the next podcast I work on, I'll share some stories, some more stories, and some interesting, funny things that I found from back in those days. But I just wanted to say, how you doing? I hope you're all well. Thank you all for being here. I know it's been a little bit of time, but I'm going to try and I am going to get back and do more content for you guys because I love you guys so much. And as usual, check out my stuff on YouTube. You know, you can contact me on Twitter at Real Pete Nero. And yes, more quarantine cuisine coming. Fucking love all you guys. Thank you so much. Pete Nero Rants from Hell, Another Brain Crack.